And now, without further ado, let's begin.
A little background on me. I'm a 19-year-old male, and I was traveling with my girlfriend. We were on a road trip to visit my grandparents, who lived a few states away. They said we could stay at their place for a few weeks over the summer, and it seemed like a no-brainer because they lived on the beach. The path to getting there, though, was really long, and it was a painful drive. My girlfriend and I both disliked driving, but we figured that we could take turns, and it wouldn't be so miserable. I think the total time on the road was about 10 hours. We were about 5 hours into the drive when we decided to stop off at a rest stop. I'm not going to lie to you, we stopped quite a bit. I'm a little compulsive with drinking water because I like to stay hydrated. As you might imagine, there are some consequences of being hydrated. This one rest area was not horrible or anything. Wasn't in a bad area or anything like that. But this is where one of the most horrifying experiences of my life took place. At least, the first part of it. This has simply been one of the many times when I had to pull off the road to go pee. When I saw that there was also a McDonald's near this one rest area, I decided to wait until we got there. I normally don't eat McDonald's, but I let myself do it on special occasions like road trips. It makes the drive go by a little bit better, even if it makes my stomach feel like garbage. So I went to the bathroom, and she bought more cigarettes. We had already made our way to the McDonald's when we had our first appearance with this creepy guy. We actually did talk to him a little bit. Let's go ahead and call him Joe. Joe may have been the strangest looking man I have ever laid my eyes on. He looked like he didn't come from this country, and not on a racial basis or anything. He just looked like he had a completely different lifestyle, as if he lived off the land and had never used electricity. His beard went all the way down to his stomach, and if you looked at it long enough, you could see food particles in there, and some of them not even from a meal that he had eaten that day. So that should give you a good idea of his level of cleanliness. The rest of his outfit followed suit. A dark pair of jeans that looked like they hadn't been washed in a decade, and a large leather jacket that looks like the oldest thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm sure it actually wasn't that old, but it had a timely appearance due to it being in such poor condition. Anyway, we spoke to Joe because he awkwardly sat right next to us at McDonald's. I thought this was extremely strange, and it definitely weirded me out. I am an introvert by nature, and talking to people is extremely taxing. My girlfriend is an extrovert and always attracted people that were interested in conversation. I just found it strange because I have never had someone randomly sit at the same table as me when they were complete strangers. I figured that it was because my girlfriend attracted talkers, but looking back, it was probably because we appeared to be easy targets. Joe sat down right next to my girlfriend and started asking us where we were going. My girlfriend, being the optimistic and unsuspecting person that she is, gave him the entire story, that we were basically 5 hours away from anyone that we knew in any given direction. I tried to give her a look that she needed to shut up, but she did not get the hint. We had already ordered our food, and we were eating when he sat down. He didn't order anything. He just invited himself to our table and talked to us for the entire time we were there. At first, he was rather polite, but had a really thick accent that didn't seem like it belonged anywhere. I couldn't tell you where that accent came from because I have never heard anything like it in my life. And this is coming from someone who knows plenty of people from the North, Midwest, the South, Australia, and anywhere else. This accent just didn't seem like it came from Earth. After a painful experience of trying to get away from Joe, we got back in our car and started our journey again. As we got to our car, I also noticed that Joe had gotten into his car as well. As we had pulled out, Joe was a good distance away from us. I thought this was strange, and the warning sign in my head went from flashing to high alert. I knew deep down that we were in some kind of danger. I was driving, and I tried putting the pedal to the metal. The next half hour or so, I had probably sped more than I did in my entire life. I was normally a really safe driver, but this guy was really creeping me out. I tried telling my girlfriend that he was tailing us, but she didn't believe me. She thought I was just being paranoid. But what are the odds at seeing this guy at a McDonald's, and then him being behind us for 30 minutes after we get on the road? She told me to pull over at the next rest stop, and we would know for sure if he was following us. Stupidly, that's exactly what I did. And my worst suspicion was true. He pulled off at the same rest stop and parked right next to us. My adrenaline was rushing as I got ready to fight this guy. I didn't know what else I could do. I told my girlfriend to call the police, and then I got out of the car. He was easily a foot taller than me, but he was a little older and probably not in the best shape. I had the benefit of being an athlete wannabe at my college. I was in pretty decent shape, but none of that mattered when Joe pulled out a knife. There was an immediate understanding between the two of us at that moment. The understanding that he was out to do us harm, and I was going to have to defend us. I waited for him to approach. About 30 seconds went by before he started walking in my direction. My heart was absolutely pounding. I started screaming every insult that I could. I called him a degenerate, an old man who was in way over his head. It didn't scare him, though, and when he got within 10 feet of me, I thought it would be a good idea to tackle him. I was hoping to take him by surprise, but I didn't. I tried getting him off his feet and onto the floor, but when I tackled him, he plunged the knife into my back. But that was the only good hit he got. I managed to get him on the floor, and after that I started kicking his head ferociously. I don't know how I managed to do it, but he was on the ground, seemingly unconscious, and I was standing there. I could feel the blood flowing down my back, and I got back into the backseat of my car and yelled at my girlfriend to drive me to the nearest hospital. I was questioned a few days later at the hospital about what had happened. I guess the police showed up after we had left and found Joe still there, unconscious. He was in a coma, and the police didn't know what to think. Once they got mine and my girlfriend's version of the story, they did seem to believe us. So that was that. I don't know if Joe ever woke up from that coma. And honestly, after he almost killed me, I kinda hope he didn't. That was an extremely traumatic experience. The good news about the situation is that I can tell people that I put someone in a coma once, and if they don't listen to me, they're next.
Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you found this exploration as enthralling as we did, please like, share, and subscribe.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.